I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Welcome, all you listeners out there in Radioland. And you have reached Lifelines once again with your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Live Aboard. This is the show about living on a boat and living in Avalon. And today we have June gloom. It is overcast. It may not stay that way. It probably won't stay that way. It's been burning off by 11 or so. Well, let's see, it's past 11 now. Okay, maybe by 3. And it's been beautiful sunny evenings into the evenings every day that started off like this, so I'm hopeful. And it doesn't seem to dissuade the visitors. They have been arriving anyway. There's a whole cruise ship out there, and they are piling in to see what Avalon has to offer. It just means that there's soup available at the Cafe Metropole, and it's a soup sort of day, so don't miss that. And today we have fun times with technology as usual, and I believe, because I just sort of made it up a minute ago, we are going to have a topic of smart, because I saw this on this Spotify player right off the bat. I will play it for you and see what happens. It's Zella Day. Smart is the new sexy. Nope. Doesn't want to do it. Okay. So, if it's not going to cooperate, we'll just have to go without it. Sweet Ophelia? No, won't do that either. So, Spotify is a funny thing. It comes and it goes, as does the Verizon. Have you noticed that the Verizon Wireless has been dropping calls like crazy? I'm not very impressed with that. But, you know, there are reasons, I'm sure. Maybe something's nesting up there. And, yeah. So, Spotify's not responding. That's great. All right, let's talk about something then. Aha. Uh-huh. And somebody's trying to call me, too. That's great. We have a lot of stuff going on today and in the coming weeks. We've got the end. This is the last week of school for the kids, and so they're all doing finals, which best to them on those finals. I hope they're prepared, and then I imagine there'll be a big ballyhoo on Thursday when they get out. And then is the madness trying to get a job for the summer. So if you haven't already gotten your job, you should be looking around, because they're going to go quick. And I'm going to give you Spotify. I'm going to give you Smart Sam here for a little bit while I figure out why Spotify is not cooperating.
Hello Day and Smart is the new sexy, only available right here on Spotify.
Right.
Zella Day, who's new to me, but might not be new to you. Sweet Ophelia and Smart is the New Sexy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sort of winging it again today, just in this June gloom, gray over. I've got lots of stuff on my plate. Next week we start our transom.org radio boot camp right here at KISL Avalon 88.7 FM. It's the second annual one, and I get to be a participant. So next week we will not have a live recording because I'll be busy putting together my interview with a mysterious person who I will not tell you who it is, but there'll be nine mysterious people from the island who you might know who will be interviewed. So make sure you listen next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, for the conclusions of our week boot camp with transom.org. How about a little Stuck With You, Huey Lewis in the News? That's quite a departure. And that was, of course, Huey Lewis and the News stuck with you. And we have a special little interview now that we pre-recorded yesterday morning on Descanso Beach. And without any further ado, let me introduce it to you. There we go.
This is Cynthia Shelton for KISL Avalon 88.7 FM. I'm sitting on Descanso Beach with the tide coming in and out early in the morning, and I have met two folks who have spent a lot of time in Avalon, and they are letting their dog play in the water here early this morning, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Morning. I'm Doc Smith, and this is my wife, Tess, and our dog in the water is Wilson.
And how long have you been coming to Avalon?
I started coming in the late 50s and from over town, and I'd come over and do what a lot of the kids from Newport used to do, is come over and dive for coins and make enough to get the passage back and forth.
It seems hardly like you could pay your passage with coins. How much does it cost then to get back and forth?
I don't know, $1.50. I have no idea. I can't remember. But Tess and I now live in Ojai, California, which is just inland from Santa Barbara and Ventura. And we keep our boat in Ventura at Ventura Isle Marina, which is, by the way, the best marina in town. We bring the boat down. It's about 3 hours. And we like to come down 4 or 5 times a year, come and stay 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and just kind of enjoy Avalon. We love this place. We're married on the beach that we're looking at right now, and Fern was the Justice of the Peace then, and I can't remember her photographer, but we met her at Descanso Beach in the rain in November, probably 12 or 13 years ago, and we're the only people on the beach. There wasn't a soul around, and she kept telling us, no, I'm supposed to meet somebody else down here. And I said, Fern, look, we're the only ones here. We're the ones. So she went ahead and married us, and it was great. It was a good time.
What kind of boat do you have?
We have a 34-foot Amberjack Sea Ray.
And so you said you raised your kids on this beach.
We have 4 children, 30 to 45 years old. And as they were growing up, before we had a boat, we would come over and find a place to stay, and then you'd send the kids out with the blankets to Descanso at 6 a.m. in the morning, which they really enjoyed. And they would come down and stake out their territory at Descanso. And by 9 o'clock, the beach was full of blankets. And I was just thinking that it was a great community. The bar was here, and the grass was here. And we used to play volleyball on the grass. But that was about it. But it was... you know, the kids grew up, they learned to have a drink out here on the only beach in California that serves alcohol. So, yeah, it was great. This is a nice place to raise children.
And how would you describe Avalon now as opposed to when you first encountered it? I know that's a loaded question.
Yeah, well, it's certainly different. There are some really, really fine places, and definitely the people are the same. I mean, they just stay here forever. I hate to see that the locals have to work 2 and 3 jobs to...
Six.
Really? 6 jobs. Well, I hate to see that, but I understand it because it's a tourist destination, just like Ojai is. You can't really live in Ojai, for instance, and not work several jobs. But it's nice to see the restaurants... And they're beautiful. We used to love to come over and get off the Overtown boat and have breakfast at Joe's. And Joe's is gone, so that pretty much tells you how I feel. I'm sorry that Joe's is gone, but it's nice to see all the other buildings.
Okay. And what memories do you have, Tess?
I, too, enjoyed coming over to Descanso Beach and hanging out here all day long, and then at the end of the day, you know, schlepping back to whatever house we had rented and getting a shower. And it was just so fun to spend the whole day out here, you know, eating and laughing and playing with the kids and getting in and out of the water and going for early morning walks. It's really a beautiful place.
If you could wave a magic wand and make Avalon's future whatever you wanted, what would you do? Lots of thinking.
I think I'd probably go back to 1980, whatever it was then, about them.
So a little quieter, maybe?
A little quieter. Bring back some of the wild and ruralness of the area, because now that it's, Descanso Beach has now got all these beach umbrellas and these chairs, and you lose some of the island magic, I think, with that, because you don't see the trails. It just doesn't seem as sort of as wild and as undeveloped as it used to be.
Which is really beautiful.
Do you ever get into the interior?
We have done that. We've done some of the tours, and then we've stayed in two harbors and gone for hikes and stuff along the trails. But now we have Wilson, so we tend to hang out more in town. Oh, stop it.
Wilson is a giant, what is that, golden retriever?
He's a golden retriever with lots of energy.
And he's ginormous. Have you ever done the boat in camping on those beaches that are up the coast here?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my, well you should know about it. There are about 15 different beaches that you can only get to by boat. And you can take a kayak if you're really intrepid, or you can take your own boat and anchor out in these little coves. Look online, it's like $10 a night, and you can sleep on your boat or you can sleep on the beach. So you might get that sense of wildness that you miss without, that's my dog talking. He's yelling at Wilson, telling him to get out of the water and stop chasing rocks. Don't be silly.
Okay, that'll do.
So on the Island Company website, he's not my sound engineer. The Island Company on their website talks about boat in.
So they charge you for the beach, or they're charged because anchoring is free?
Anchoring is free, but somebody has to go clean up afterwards. In fact, that was one of the jobs I had. It's called poop patrol.
Ah.
Yes, for obvious reasons. People have to schlep out what they bring in, including product.
We are, and have been for years now, I think maybe 15 years, we've been on the lists for leased cans up and down the coast of Catalina. And we're also on the inside list to get city moorings in Avalon, which is kind of a funny story, because Brian, the harbor master, when I first got on it 15 years ago, thanked me for getting on the list and sent me a nice letter and said, we're glad you're on the list, and there are several hundred people ahead of you. And he said, in the first person on the list has been there since 1964, so you may never get a can, which I suspect is true.
Well, I'm told that basically you have to wait for people to die.
Yeah, right, right.
And I think that those people who are on the cans right now must be mighty nervous.
The moorings in Avalon are private property, of course, and I used to love the fact that you could never get a mooring. They were family moorings, and they were never for sale. But now there are lots of cans for sale, which doesn't bode well. I mean, it just seems like that's the economy, I guess.
They are talking also about making more of them larger, 40 and then bigger, which means the little guys like me, 30-foot, are kind of out of luck.
Right.
So it sounds like dogs... It sounds like you've had a very different experience than many people who just come for the day, maybe just show up on the ferry and have their birthday ferry-free thing, and because you've gotten involved with the community and stuff. Would you say that that makes Avalon a more personal place for you than just a vacation place?
Oh, absolutely. And we've been coming here. We've been bringing my family, who lives in North Carolina. They've come out here several times. If they're making the trip, they're like, okay, so we need to figure out a way that we can get to Catalina for a few days. My niece turned 18 a couple of years ago, and that was what she wanted for her 18th
nice.
Birthday. She wanted to be 18 in Catalina. So her mom gave her up for that birthday year. We brought her over here on the boat, and she turned 18 in the harbor, which is what she wanted for her birthday. So it is a really, really special place for us to bring our families.
Thank you for talking to me. It sounds like the dog sounds like the dog's got to talk now. Thank you, Tess and Doc. See you around the hood.
Yeah. And Austin had to have the last word.
Okay, so that was our interview impromptu at the beach yesterday morning during our dog walk. There was a whole lot of dogs in there. But we are approaching the hour, but let's listen to Greg Brown, Hey Baby Hey.
Sea was rolling in slate gray. I looked at you and I looked away. I was crying, 'cause I was happy. I didn't want you to see. I was afraid of such mystery and of losing. So afraid of losing. Later on the balcony, we had a good talk and we felt free. I was coming to you from far away. The light was dim, but you showed me the way. In your arms, all I could say was, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Heart was torn, I'd made up my mind to keep to myself and just be kind. I need nothing, just need nothing. Love my folks, my kids, my friends, and make it on through to the end. No more suffering over loving. You get to me like old time religion did in my heart. When I was a kid, your sweet gospel music to my ears. You know how to ease all my fears. From my heart to yours, all I can say is, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey. And as we go on through the deal, I know that we won't always feel real wonderful. Life ain't like that. But I wanna stay right by your side. Check out the view, enjoy the ride together with all our loved ones. I wanna plant a little garden with you now. Take care of a piece of the earth somehow. And tend it when we're old and gray, and try to straighten up and say, well, I'm so glad to see you today. Hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey.
Greg Brown, Hey Baby Hey. And I was just looking at the newspaper here, and I'll give you a few items of interest from the latest newspaper. Shirley Davey died, and she served 43 years as Avalon City Clerk. Contemplate that, 43 years at the same job. Who can say that anymore? And she met her husband, who lived on Catalina, while she was ballroom dancing. I am so sorry I missed meeting Shirley Davey. I'm sure she would be a woman after my own heart. And so she was interned last Wednesday morning. And she is going to be missed, clearly. On a different note, there are five bald eagle chicks ready to leave their nests in the coming days, and if you sit in the harbor long enough, you'll see bald eagles flying in. I was lucky enough to be sitting about I don't know, 10 feet away from a seal who was playing in the water with a fish and trying to, they throw it around like a dog and try to break it up because, of course, they don't have hands and thumbs and stuff to hold on to it while they chew on it. And it was throwing it around, and a bald eagle saw its opportunity and just swooped in and robbed it. It was very impressive to be that close to a bald eagle making a theft. There's a Beatlemania to hit July 6th. They're going to play A Hard Day's Night in the casino, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the movie's London premiere. All good stuff, not to be missed. I wonder if you dress up in, you know, like Fab Four type gear, if they'll let you in half price like they do with the Chaplin film. Oh, and Berkeley is the dog of the week. Berkeley is a friend of Austin's, so it's worth mentioning. And he's an Australian Shepherd who's 8. And it says here that on one occasion, he was taken by a well-intentioned person that eventually turned him into the Avalon Sheriff Station, where he was incarcerated, but eventually all charges were dropped. What I find interesting about that sentence is we're not sure if the human who took him or the dog was incarcerated. Yay, hooray, English majors unite. Okay, and we are coming up on the hour, as I mentioned before. We don't really have another song that will fit in that space, so I'm going to tell you that there's some other stuff in this newspaper that's funny. The 4th of July Music Festival is going to be featuring Fighting Chance and Something, they played last year, and Mudbugs, Cajun and Zydeco Band. So that would be a brilliant thing. They'll probably stick me in the radio station to broadcast it live again. That's where I was last year. But I will not miss the parade this year. I need to see the parade. I like parades. Here is a most bizarre thing. An assembly member, they don't say assemblywoman or assemblyman, assembly member, Bonnie Lowenthal, is going to have sidewalk office hours on the island. Bonnie is going to bring her district office to Avalon Friday, June 20th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. She's going to be parked in front of the courthouse next to the library and sheriff's station. I wonder if she's going to sit on the bench or if she's going to set up a little tent or something. I have to go meet her, and maybe we'll interview her and see what she has to say and put it on the radio when she comes. That'd be great. Okay, in the meantime, we are at noon, and you are listening to Avalon KISL 88.7 FM in Media Park live. And we are going to listen to some more music. There is Gonna Get Over You, Sarah Bareilles. And let's see if we'll cooperate for us if I push this button. This button. Absolutely.
say, ooh, how am I gonna get over you? I'll be alright just not tonight. Someday, I wish you were me to stay. I'll be alright just not tonight. Someday.
Sarah Borelli with Gonna Get Over You. That was pretty bouncy. And a few items of note also from the paper that I just noticed that are kind of interesting. A fun fact. Avalon's golf course was first built in 1892, making it the oldest course in Southern California. The last time it snowed on Catalina Island was in 1949. Okay, and then the other thing that's in here that's different is there's a lot of help wanted for, you know, the usual suspects, but there's a part-time position for the Recycle Center, the Resource Recovery Project. Never heard of that. I may have to call them just to find out what that's about. Okay, and we're going to go from Gonna Get Over You to Gonna Get You Good, as if they had anything to do with each other. Okay. There you go. Shania Twain.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life.
No need.
Shania Twain, I'm gonna get you good. Norah Jones, Out on the Road. The June gloom has lifted and the sun has come out, and it's actually pretty hot out, and there are people walking around with just their bathing suits on, which seems a little skimpy after the winter, but that's what they do here. So they've moved the French around on Spotify. They used to just put all the songs in a big long list that you could sort by title or whatever, look for something, and now they just put the pictures of the covers as if you owned all the albums and you flipped through them and you knew what they look like. But the current generation has never owned record albums, you know, those big plastic vinyl discs that you put on a record player. Yeah, they didn't have those, so how would they possibly know what the cover looked like? It just doesn't make any sense. Tori Amos, Precious Things, coming right up on KISL Avalon 88.7 FM. So that was Tori Amos. Compare her voice, the quality of her voice, to this of Kate Bush, Army Dreamers.
Mommy, strips and ribbons. Now he's sitting in his home. He might as well have buttons and bows.
But he didn't have the money for a guitar.
But he didn't have the money for a guitar.
But he should have been a politician.
But he never had a proper education.
But he should have been a father.
But he never even made it to his 20s. What a waste. Army dreamers. Oh, what a waste of
loud. That's loud because it's got the air conditioner going in the background because it is getting hot and schwul. Schwul. That's what it is. It's hot and humid. And that would be schwul in German. We have Zoe Bookbinder coming up next with Bakery. Yep. Yippee doodle. That That's Zoe Bookbinder Bakery. And a little shout out to Richard and the Delta. Yeah, you got the right month and you even got the right week. It was the 3rd. That was my birthday. Last week, those people who heard the show heard me just do a totally self-indulgent birthday show for myself. And the other person I want to shout out to is George with the cute little brown dog. And thank you for listening, you guys. Okay, so now we've got Joni Mitchell, Chelsea Morning, because we can.
Mm-hmm. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came a ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll wear it till the night comes. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on the wall. The red, green and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day, there's a sun show every second. Now the curtain opens on a portrait of today, streets are paved with passers-by, and pigeons fly, and papers lie, waiting to blow away. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too. And the sun poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll talk in present tenses. When the curtain closes and the rainbow runs away, I will bring you incense owls by night, by candlelight, by jewelry. If only you will stay. Pretty baby, won't you wake up? It's a Chelsea morning.
That's Joni Mitchell, Chelsea Morning. And Chelsea, for those of you who don't know, is a neighborhood in Manhattan. And I used to live there very briefly. But anyway, the next shot is going to be from Sheryl Crow. The first cut is The Deepest.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taking just all that I had. But if you wanna try to love again,